It doesn't matter where you live, when you go through a situation the way that Burnsville did this past Sunday and now beyond, you need those who are closest to you to get through it. And that's definitely the case in Burnsville with the Workman family. Mom, Liz Workman, is a Dakota County Commissioner serving the Burnsville area, and son, Vince, is a City Councilman in Burnsville. Both joined me on KDWA this week to talk about this past weekend's events. First, Commissioner Liz Workman talks a bit about how the county jumped to action on Sunday morning.
Well, Nick, the morning of the event, the Sheriff's Department provided mutual aid to the situation, as did many other cities within Dakota County. This is really a tough one. It's been very overwhelming emotionally. I don't care what city you're from, but when your police officers and fire paramedics come to work every day knowing that they may need to give that ultimate sacrifice to protect each other and the community, they know they may have to give up their lives. And tragically, this was the last call for all three of them. So we're here to help any way we can. The sheriff's department is. Emotionally, I think that's going to take a while. This hit the Burnsville community so hard. People are hurting. The one thing I want to stress is, regardless of where you live, we all need to help each other. We just all need to be there for each other.
We all know that it's so hard to take any good out of this situation in Burnsville, but one positive we can't understate is the fact that all seven kids that were in that house during all of the shooting were all safe. And again, that's a hat tip to all of our first responders on scene Sunday morning. Commissioner Workman with more.
You're absolutely right, Nick. The kids are okay physically. The mom is okay physically. I don't know how they are handling it emotionally and mentally. I gotta think it's kind of rough, but anything we can do at the vigil, hundreds of people showed up to show love and support for the two police officers and the fire paramedic who was killed. But so many people that I talked to asked about the kids. How are the kids? What do the kids need? Where are they staying? And honestly, I don't have answers to that yet. So I'm not sure where she is and where all seven kids are.
Burnsville City Councilman Vince Workman tells folks how Burnsville will try to start picking up the pieces.
None of us have gone through anything like this before, from council elected down to staff, chiefs, and so on. We plan for this. We have emergency operation management protocols that we follow, whether it be something like this or a mass shooting or any type of community emergency. So when this took place, we were ready. We relied back on our training, and everything that took place felt exactly like the way we trained for it. That helped us get through the situation, but we haven't trained for what happens after. The goal of the training is to mitigate as much of the harm to the community as possible and make sure that we're controlling the message and what's happening. But as far as the after effects of something like this, there's not a training manual out there for that. And so we got to kind of rely back on our instincts. And everybody at the city of Burnsville comes from a point of compassion, empathy, community. And so we're talking about that right now. What are our next steps? Whether that be financial to our officers and the family members. A lot of the focus has been on the officers and our EMTs, but we also have to remember that this is a family that was just torn apart and watched their father do something horrible. And so they need to be considered as part of this, as just as much as the ones that we lost. Financial contributions are going to be the most obvious. There's more coming on that as far as where those can be pointed. As our commissioner stated, we held a vigil for an opportunity for the community to come together and mourn and grieve together. That was one of the most powerful things I've ever been a part of. You could feel the emotion. It was raw and real. There wasn't a lot of talking. It was a lot of, I think, self-reflection on what had just taken place. That helped. I think that helped. But as I noticed this morning, and I talked to a few other people, you know, if you've ever lost somebody, that first day is kind of that adrenaline rush. And that second day ends up being a lot more difficult because that adrenaline is gone and the reality of the situation sinks in and that real pain kind of starts to bubble to the surface. And so right now we're just making sure that everybody is cared for as best as we can and just keeping an eye on each other and making sure that we're checking in with the people that are most closely impacted by this.
Everybody in Dakota County and beyond wants to help. Councilman Workman on how you can contribute.
The tangible assistance is still ongoing as far as what the city can and can't do from a legal perspective. So what we've done is we've created a website, burnsvillemn.gov/community-update. It's all one word. And that is going to be our landing page for any type of assistance that the community can contribute to the families, whether that be through upcoming funeral costs, you know, ongoing costs associated with losing somebody. But that's going to be your home base, which is going to be updated frequently. Our staff is updating that as quickly as we're able. And so for right now, that's our best resource.